Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Celtics themselves had been looking forward to that and fought for years to finally earn the right as they hung banner 18 as well. But someone else who got to go to the White House today, who as a kid from Braintree, who picked up working for the Celtics as a part-time gig while he was also producing podcasts, running Twitch streams, producing radio shows, and coaching football, who probably never in his young 20-something years thought to himself, hey, you know what? Someday I'm going to go to the White House. I'm going to be invited to the White House, would be our Celtics beat writer, Justin Turpin, who checks in now somewhere between here and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Turp, what's up?
What's up, guys? Fitzy, you are absolutely right. I never once thought I'd be at the White House, but it was pretty incredible.
So what happened when you found out? Feel free to elaborate here. We don't have to get into like what was the funniest thing you heard or like let's break it down. What happened when you found out you were invited?
So I immediately like texted my mom because she's all big into this and. She helped me find the flights and stuff because I actually found out about it at the game. It was during the Toronto game on Saturday, and it was coming up on obviously Thursday, so I had to move quick. So I immediately reached out, and she helped me find flights and all that, got that done, and got down here, and it was worth every second.
Turp, I got to ask, I loved the picture you posted with Joe Mazzulla and that smile. How did Joe enjoy the day today?
He enjoyed it. I mean, just the smile said it all. And Wick Rosbeck actually was talking about it after the ceremony, how they haven't really looked back on the championship. What happened, happened. It's in the past, and they're focused on now. But today, they got away from that for just a couple hours and really allowed themselves to enjoy the 2023-2024 championship run one more time. So Joe was all smiles, and Wick even said that he looked to have enjoyed it. And he got a special shout-out from President Biden. He made sure to credit him as the youngest coach to win an NBA title since late, great Bill Russell. So that was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Justin Turpin, our Celtics beat writer for WEEI, joining us right now on the hotline. I love you just posted some audio from Derek White. Derek White said the apple cider was gotta be the most Derek White thing of all time. What was it like? Like you met the president, you're on the White House lawn, you're in like one of the most famous buildings on planet Earth, and he's like, yeah, the apple cider was delicious.
Yeah, everyone was walking around with apple cider. I don't know if it's the White House like known for apple cider. I didn't have any clue. I didn't end up trying it. I should have tried it. I was afraid my suit bottom like the button on it would come flying off if I tried it, so I stayed away.
Yeah, did you have to borrow a suit? Because like you're like, no, I'm not in the press box. I'm not on the court. Like I'm not in the locker room. Like holding up an iPhone, getting or taking video. Like I'm in the white. Like this is where the president lives.
Right. I never wear suits. Like it's business casual in the press box. A couple like some khakis and a quarter zip or something. And they set that out last night. Actually, like. By the time I already had the suit and everything, they sent it out like, oh, it's just business casual. I'm glad I did because every single person had a suit. And it made much better for pitchers. So it worked out.
Now, do you think the players were able to enjoy this? I know we talked about Mizzou a little bit and how he doesn't really, you know, want to dwell on this. He wants to look past it. But do you think the players kind of appreciated this moment in, like, as their final recognition as 2024 NBA champion, or, yeah, 2024 NBA champions?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they were smiling up there. A couple of them were cracking jokes during the ceremony, so they were smiling. They were having fun. And I think more importantly, they were excited to see O'Shea Brissett again, because this is a team that brought back almost everybody. O'Shea Brissett and Svi Mykhailiuk were the only ones they didn't bring back. And Svi obviously playing in Utah now, so couldn't make the trip. But they were excited to have O'Shea Brissett back. And that goes from the players to the front office. Mike Zarin was talking after, and he made sure to say how fun it was to have O'Shea Brissett back. Steve Pagliuca pointed it out. Derek White talked about it. So I think they were really happy to have everyone together one last time to really kind of have one more celebration, because this team – we've seen, like, they flipped the page right away, and obviously the Olympics didn't help and everything that happened there. They were kind of forced to move on real quick, and that all that celebration, all that partying ended soon because they wanted to do it again. So I think they really took it in that, you know, they all got together one more time and were able to celebrate as champions. It was pretty cool.
I wonder if O'Shea Brissett is the one that has all the information as to why they let Udoka go, and that's why everyone is being so everyone's being so complimented. Oh, it's great to see him again. We love O'Shea Brissett. All right, Terp.
Speaks to just how close the team is.
Yeah.
Like, that's how close this team was, and that makes it so much more enjoyable for them. Like, when you get everyone together and you're celebrating this terrific achievement on the White House. So I really do think they really enjoyed it, and they downplayed it all week, which made it even funnier.
Good job. And you know what? The mood is high, too, because they're coming off a big win the other night against the Cavs as well, too. So, I mean, I know it was ultimately just a three-point win, but a win is a win, and that was against an undefeated team.
That never felt like a three-point game, though.
What's that?
That never felt like a three-point game, right? It felt like they always had control.
Yeah, no, it did, for sure. The lead got bigger, and then it got a little tighter towards the end. And I know they struggled a little bit in the third quarter. But Cleveland's a very good basketball team, and so are the Celtics. And this is an exciting moment for you, exciting moment for the team and the franchise. I'll let you go on this one. What was the thing outside of the White House, protocol, screenings, furniture, whatever? What was the one thing that impressed you the most today?
Probably the United States Marine Band learning shipping up to Boston. And that's what they played as the Celtics came out. That was pretty cool.
Oh, that must have. Oh, man, that must have been outstanding.
Because you know they had to learn it. Like, they didn't have that in their arsenal. They had to learn that one. So that was outstanding to see them playing that as the Celtics came out. That was really cool.
Oh, look at you, dude. It took me over 40 years to get on a Patriots duck boat. In your early 20s, you made it to the White House with the Celtics. Couldn't be proud. Knowing how hard you work, knowing how much you help out around here, knowing how much you put in to whatever it is that Ken Laird, Mike Thomas, me, Rich Keefe, Andy Hart, whomever, asks of you, this couldn't have happened to a better guy, Terp. I'm thrilled for you, pal.
Thank you so much, Fitzy. Thank you.
Great job, Justin. All right.
Great job, Terp.
Yep, now it's back to sitting in your corner and running the Twitch stream.
Yep, that's it. We've got to do some writing to on this. But yeah, then it's back to Twitch tomorrow. Remotely
get
from
ready
DC.
For the Wizards.
Awesome. That's right. They got a Wizards game tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, NBA Cup game, fellas. Huge for the point differential.
Huge! They got to run it up tomorrow night. Sorry, it's nothing personal, Wizards. That's Justin Turpin from WEI.com and everywhere. Thanks, Turp. Have a great night, kid.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.